You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. The coronavirus doesn't seem to be backing down on its three-digit daily spread in the islands. Here on Oahu, the clusters of COVID-19 positive cases in the workplace are soaring. What can businesses do to keep their workers safe without impeding your rights? Can an employee sue their boss if they get sick? What is their liability? Kalani Morse is a partner at the law firm Durrett Lang Morse, LLP, and a board member of the Society for Human Resource Management, Hawaii chapter. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about workplace liability during the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, obviously the number one concern that most employers have is, you know, can I keep my workplace safe and how do I do that? And, you know, what are the tools do I have at my disposal that I can use? And there are some fairly strict rules around, you know, employees' health in the workplace and what an employer can and cannot do. And generally those rules would operate to prevent an employer from, you know, requiring medical tests or doing inquiries about an employee's health. But the Centers for Disease Control and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission have instituted exceptions to apply during pandemics. They actually implemented these rules back during the H1N1 virus a number of years ago, and they have since reruled those rules and exceptions back out and updated them for COVID earlier this year. So normally, you would not be allowed to ask an employee about his physical or medical symptoms or require them to take a temperature test, for example, but those rules are sort of on hold due to an exception in the law that says during the COVID pandemic, you are allowed to do those things. And then, you know, if things do turn out that the employee has some sort of symptom like a fever or coughing or sweating or other flu-like or COVID-related symptoms, the employer is allowed to send the employee home and keep them out of the workplace. And in many instances, might even be required to do so. But it is a tricky path for employers because on the one hand, you're trying to navigate employee rights on whether and how far you can go with requiring testing and keeping them in or out of the workplace, but also you're weighing that against protecting the employees who are in the workplace to protect them from someone who is potentially affected with COVID. So that's, I think, kind of a helpful background for employers to think, you know, what's the landscape and what issues am I trying to, and interests am I trying to balance here? And keeping the workplace safe, keeping other people safe, while also trying to keep people productive on the job. So what you'll see out in the workplace, and you'll hear stories of, kind of cut both ways, right? On the one hand, you'll have an employer who's trying to keep an employee in the workforce and keep them productive. Meanwhile, you'll have another employer who's trying to keep employees out of the workplace and keep them out working remotely. And then on the other side, you have some employees who really, really want to come to the office or show up at work, and then you've got other employees who are asking to go home, and you pair those four scenarios up in all the various combinations, and those are all the scenarios you've got, and testing kind of falls right in the middle of all of that.
So just to be clear, can't require testing, but it sounds like it's working with each employee to see what they're comfortable with, and it has to be all voluntary on the employee side.
It does not have to be all voluntary. If you have if the employer decides they want to require temperature checks before employees come into the workplace, they are allowed to do that during the COVID pandemic. And the testing does need to be restricted to COVID-related issues.
If an employee knows that they've been exposed and an employer asks other employees to please get tested because one of their employees got infected, would other employees have to take a test?
So are you asking whether the employer can require the other employees to take a test?
Yes.
Without showing symptoms?
Yeah, just from exposure.
That's a little bit of a tricky one where you're asking the employee to take a test when you know they've been exposed. Now, I think if an employee does report that they are exposed, or excuse me, not exposed, but that they're positive, right? So an employee comes back and reports to the employer, I've got a positive test and I've been working in the office with three other people in close proximity, I think the employer could require those other employees to go get tested, you know, particularly if they're showing symptoms. That if they weren't showing symptoms, you know, we now know enough about the asymptomatic transmission of this disease to warrant concern that on the employer's part to say that, you know, folks probably ought to get tested because, you know, they've been exposed.
It sounds like there's been more clusters related to workplaces, restaurants, and it seems a lot of employee and staff have been getting infected. How does that affect workers' comp?
That one's tricky, and then right now it's being sort of handled on a case-by-case basis. We have, for example, a number of healthcare clients who are wrestling with this issue, right, because those are the frontline workers who are, you know, they know for a fact that they are directly exposed to COVID-positive patients as a virtue of their job responsibilities. But nonetheless, it's almost impossible to determine whether or not those employees, you know, went out on the weekend to a restaurant and caught the virus there as opposed to picking it up at work, right? And in fact, some employers are, you know, trying to assert that, well, you know, when you are at work, you're wearing your personal protective equipment and you're taking all the required precautions. So even though you're around these COVID-positive patients, there's a good chance that you did not catch it at work, and that's some of the positions that have been taken in the recent past. However, there's just not enough evidence that, you know, goes along with a positive test to truly determine, you know, exactly where it came from. So as of today, it still falls upon each employer and employee to assert their positions in the work comp claims process. Right. So an employee can go in and report the claim and say, I was infected at work. And the employer, you know, if they have some evidence to indicate that that's not the case, you know, for example, if everyone in the office was tested and nobody actually has COVID or test positive for COVID or COVID antibodies, there could be, you know, a work comp claims process whereby it's looking at, you know, the lack of evidence of COVID in the workplace versus the employee's claim that he or she picked it up in the workplace. But as of now, there's not that we're aware of, any blanket ruling or change to that process. You know, in every work comp claim, there's a determination of whether or not the injury was indeed a work injury. And that's a case-by-case situation. You know, I think if an employee has a lot of proof that, you know, hey, everyone else in the office has COVID and I worked there with them and now I have it too, I think it's still going to be hard for that employee to prove that they did not come into contact with someone with COVID anywhere else in the rest of their lives unless they're living in the office 24/7. So it's still a bit of a murky area, and, you know, work comp claims are going to proceed on the case-by-case analysis as they always have.
Outside of workers' comp, could an employee sue a workplace if they felt that that's where they were exposed and became infected with the coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, like we always tell folks when they ask, there's nothing to stop anybody from suing anyone in most cases. There are a small handful of cases where you are not allowed to sue people for certain things, usually involving the government in very select areas. But someone can always file a claim against an employer asserting that the employer failed to take necessary precautionary measures. And again, there, I think the employee would have a fairly significant burden to indicate that or to show to a judge or a jury that they indeed caught the virus at work and did not pick it up elsewhere in their life. I think in those cases, though, there is no qualified immunity as of yet. I know there have been a number of bills that have been considered and passed by other jurisdictions. I'm not yet aware of Hawaii having passed a qualified immunity bill that would protect employers from employees catching it in the workplace. I think the best thing an employer can do to protect themselves is to adopt the Centers for Disease Control, you know, precautions and follow those rules in terms of making sure that their environments are as COVID-free as possible, tracking symptoms and testing, et cetera. It's where an employer requires employees to be in situations where it's challenging or tough for them to continue to be masked or social distanced and requiring them to be around folks who are exhibiting symptoms or may have had exposures and notice via contact tracing of exposures. Those situations, an employer wants to be cautious. I think every time an employer steps outside of those recommended protocols, they are exposing themselves to a little more liability in terms of such lawsuits alleging that the employer was, you know, negligent or reckless in the way they required employees to be around each other and expose themselves potentially to the coronavirus.
I know you mentioned that anyone can sue anyone. So would an employee be able to sue another employee if, say, someone came in and they were already sick and, you know, they failed to tell their employer and for various reasons needed to come in to the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's no stopping, you know, the imagination of folks to come up with various lawsuits that they could sue or file against one another. I think, you know, as we always tell folks, you know, it's not about the fact that you're going to get the judge to prove that you didn't do anything wrong. It's about all the time and expense and headache of getting to that point of having the judge tell you you're wrong. So again, if folks are concerned about potential risk, you know, and showing up in the workplace, you know, if you're concerned about a coworker potentially filing a lawsuit against you for damages. And, you know, I think one concern there, you know, I think you can imagine a scenario where you have somebody who everybody is generally aware of having been immunocompromised, you know, maybe someone who's had a heart transplant or something like that, and then somebody knowing that they have the virus comes into contact with them, and, you know, fails to mask or social distance and fails to disclose to that person or anyone else that they're positive for the virus. You know, that's a pretty tough set of facts, you know, and they could potentially, you know, have claims filed against them for reckless endangerment and other types of physical harm. Now, that'd certainly be a novel case, but I imagine we'll probably see one coming forth somewhere in the nation at some point in time.
Is there anything else you think listeners should know?
Yeah, I think, you know, in general, the employers need to remember that the Americans with Disabilities Act law requires employers to go through what's known as the interactive process, which means that, you know, blanket rules applying to coronavirus and, you know, exposure and are generally okay as long as they're evenly applied to everyone. But once, you know, for example, requiring folks to be tested, you know, you got to make sure you're not discriminating in who needs to get tested. You want to make sure it's based on rational and reasonable and generally observable facts and events. So, you know, you want to make sure that more than one person agrees with you that, hey, I think so-and-so, you know, is showing symptoms and we ought to require them to, you know, have a temperature check or go get tested or tell them that they need to stay away from the office. Those kinds of decisions should be, you know, cleanly documented, and they should be done on a case-by-case basis. And a dialogue should be entered into with each employee about, you know, what accommodations are needed in order to, number one, get them the health care, you know, they need and the testing that they need, and number two, to protect everyone else in the office. And those discussions can lead in different directions depending on the employee's situation, their job duties. You know, there's a fairly complex analysis that needs to be undergone for each and every situation. If you just start applying blanket rules, that's where you get in trouble with the Americans with Disabilities Act in terms of making decisions about what an employee, a particular employee, can or cannot do, where you're changing the terms and conditions of their job.
That was Kalani Morse, a partner at the law firm Durrett Lang Morse, talking to The Conversation's Jason Ubai on the legal liability of employers during this COVID-19 pandemic.